What more is there to say about the Texans' defensive line? J.J. Watson, he's the best player in the NFL. Done, right? Well, when you add in Vince Wilfork and you throw in a much improved Jared Krick, and then you draft Christian Covington, you have Jeffrey Pagan on hand, you have Lewis Nix, a third rounder 2014 who was hurt all year, you throw all that into the mix, could you have one of the better defensive lines in the entire NFL? Maybe. Well, of course, you start with J.J. Watt, but when you throw in Wilfork, your interior gets that much better. And Vince has got some versatility that you can put him outside as well. You can put him inside. A lot of different places that he can go. You can play Wilfork with Nix if you want to be heavy on the inside. And, of course, Jared Krick, to me, was one of the more underrated players in 2014. Not a lot of people talked about the performance that he had, but over the last 5 to 7 games, Krick was as good a defender, minus J.J., that this Texans defense had. I think a guy to keep an eye on in training camp is going to be rookie Christian Covington, a sixth-round draft pick, but only because of a kneecap injury that sidelined him for most of the 2014 season. His athleticism, his quickness could be an interesting X factor for this defensive line. Oh, did I mention that J.J. Watt is still here? Yeah, he is. Defensive line will be just fine in 2015.